That's it. Oh, right there. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm about to. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm about to. I'm about to. Kill whoever's knocking. God damn it. That was gonna be a good take. Jeez. It's 1 a.m. already. This recording is taking forever. Oh god, it's 1 a.m. Who's outside my door this late? Did you order food behind my back, Minxie? No? Alright, claws out then. Remember, go for the eyes. Let's see. Oh, it's just some dude. Like another student. He's actually kind of cute. Wonder what he's doing at my door this late. Doesn't look too menacing. Not enough to be an axe murderer. Plus, he doesn't have an axe. What do you think, Minxie? Think his name is Dexter? Okay, but I'm withholding Fancy Feast for a week if he murders us both. Hello, sir. I didn't order any Chinese food, and you forgot to bring it anyways. Now we both look silly. Oh well, better luck next time. Oh no? Well, Panda Palace is just one street that way. You could fill out an application there. Oh, you're a student. That explains that lost look you have. I'm sorry, there's not much I can teach you. I haven't taken on a disciple since the accident. Oh, you're hearing noises? What noises? Sex noises? I'm not... That can't be me, because I'm not having sex. Because I'm here alone. Honest. Here, come in. Look. No, seriously, come here. See? Just me. Maybe a ghost, too. But that's strictly platonic. He ain't got much of a bod, either. You know, it's probably coming from another apartment on campus. It's college, after all. They're probably filming an episode of Dorm Days, or Casting Couch, or check the parking lot for any fake taxis. What? How can you be so sure it's coming from my bedroom? No way. It can't be. I made sure my bedroom only shares a wall with the empty apartment next door. You live there? For how long? How have I never seen you in 4 months? Me? I can't introduce myself to people I don't know exist. And isn't it the new person's job to bake, like, a pie or something and introduce themselves to the neighbors? Did the RA not get you the pamphlet on chivalry? Why wouldn't you want to knock on my door? Shut up. I do not have more one-night stands than an IKEA. That barely makes sense grammatically. I haven't had a man here in over... Fuck, like 3 seconds now? Okay, fine, fine, shut up. It's not what you think. The noises are... performance pieces. Okay? It's a hobby of mine. Of sorts. I am not a cam girl, you narrow-minded perv. I am more of a voice actress than anything. I do sexual voices and storytelling. Audio only. In fact, I'm an up-and-coming artist in the audio erotica community with a legion of adoring followers. What? Not funny. Minxie, remember what I said about the claws and the eyes? No, stop that. Don't rub up against him. Ugh, maul him. You fuzzy little traitor. She's so shallow. All right, you win. You can go now. I'll keep it down from now on. Come on, Minxie, let's shut it down. Maybe I can figure out a sexy mime routine instead. Huh? Help me. You want to help me? How? It sounds like what? What were you gonna say? Faking it? I don't sound like I'm faking it. You probably sound like you're faking it. Well, okay, no. I'm not actually having an orgasm. But that's not the same as faking it. It's a performance. Duh. I bet you think girls in porn are having real orgasms, too. You jerk. I do not. I watch it plenty, and I know I sound like a choir of angels compared to them. Great. Very constructive. I thought you wanted to help me. So help. What are you suggesting? Oh. That'd be weird. I don't think I'd be able to record with someone else in the room. I even make Minxie wear her headphones. Yeah, but none of them listen while I'm recording. They get to listen to the very best of 40 takes. I wouldn't want you witnessing the 39 terrible takes first. It really destroys the magic of it. Oh, jeez, that's right. You can hear them anyways. Damn these cheap walls. Eavesdropping is illegal, you know? I'm sure the NSA wouldn't appreciate you moving in on their racket. How much can you hear, anyways? That much? And you thought they were all real? That's pretty naive, you know? Oh, shit. So, when I did that daddy-daughter one last week, you thought... Oh, God, no. That didn't actually happen. I promise you, my dad is really unattractive. He almost always wears cargo shorts. For the record, that was a special fan request. Totally didn't do my dad. God, no wonder you didn't want to meet me. I must have sounded like the world's biggest freak. No, I didn't mean like fattest. I meant like the freakiest freak. Oh, you're messing with me. Very clever. You ever do any writing or acting? 2,000 pounds worth. Interesting. All right, fine. You can help. But if you're in here, I'm in charge. You will be my focus group. I'm struggling with my current story, and you seem like the dirty pervert type, which is probably my demographic. But only for tonight. Then you go back to your life as a humble delivery boy. So, okay. Fuck, this is gonna be awkward. Hold on. Oh, and don't touch anything. The whole place is wired with explosives. And that fuzzy thing stuck on vibrate is Minxy, by the way. She's my feline partner in crime.
We just haven't picked a crime yet. We're thinking cat burglars. It was her idea.
And this is my acting coach. Her name is Merlot. I think she's French. This one is yours. And don't bother switching the glasses. I put the poison in both. So, here's how it works. First, I write a story. Then, I make a full script off that story. Once that's done, I throw all the male dialogue, descriptions, and stage directions into the garbage. So, I only read the girls' dialogue. The listener then has to fill in what's going on by a bit of forced context. Oh, watch out for that bottle. You almost knocked it off the short, round dining table we're casually conversing at. Anyway. So it's a bit like eavesdropping on someone's phone call. An act I'm sure you're familiar with. The situations tend to be contrived, the escalations rushed, the bodies impossibly perfect, and the level of lust is fantastic. But everyone's too wrapped up in sex of it to really care. It's an amateur writer's dream. It's perfect. I love it. So, I'll run through the script and, you stop me when you hear something you don't like, and we'll talk about it, and you'll help me perfect it. Got it? Okay, come with me. This is my bedroom. It's mostly for storing my body when it's not in use. Sit. Okay, this is my latest one. It's pretty ambitious, and it's in 5 installments. It's about this girl, Ophelia, who gets made fun of all through high school by these 4 real awful bitches. But over the summer, her boobs finally come in, and she gets this big makeover from her supermodel aunt. So she comes back her senior year with a vengeance. She stalks those bitches and fucks their boyfriends one by one. Finally, she gets to the head bitch, Claudia. But Claudia catches her before she can get to her boyfriend. So, she kidnaps Claudia and seduces her instead. She then girlfucks her so good, she's like brainwashed, total Stockholm syndrome. And she gets Claudia to leave her boyfriend for her. And finally, once Claudia is hooked and professes her undying love for her, Ophelia disappears from her life forever, leaving her heartbroken and alone. Pretty cool, huh? It's the ultimate revenge story. It's inspired by 90s slasher movies. Only instead of killing them, she fucks their boyfriends. A fate worse than death. Working title is Bully Me and I'll Fuck Your Boyfriend. I know, it's just how we do titles. They're not supposed to sound like a movie or a book. Yeah, could be a bit of a personal fantasy. Shit, guess I did name all the girls after the ones that bullied me in high school. Not too Freudian, right? No, never. I couldn't. I don't have the same courage as Ophelia.
I did blossom a lot during high school, though. But their actual boyfriends weren't my type at all. I got a lot of stares from boys, which I secretly loved. But if they approached me, I'd get all hot and flustered, and they would just end up thinking I was too weird. Hey, no, we're here to dissect my story, not the cadaver that was my high school love life. Focus. Thank you. So, okay, we'll start with the prologue. What? Prologues can be sexy. Ugh, fine, we'll skip it. How about the first scene? When she follows the Tiffany's boyfriend and lead quarterback, Chad Thundercock, to his parents' boathouse. Shut up. Listen first. Okay? Hello, Chad. I didn't see you there. What am I doing in your parents' boathouse this late at night, you ask? And why am I wearing this skimpy little outfit, you go on to say? Well, the thing is... What? Why are you stopping me already? Well, yeah, pajamas, or sometimes my hoodie. Whatever's comfortable. Doesn't matter what I wear. They can't see it. Can they? Get into character. You don't literally dress up as the character. It's not cosplay. You're being serious? Where'd you read that? All right, I'll try it. God, captain of the debate team over here. Pour another glass of wine. You're probably not as smooth when you're slurring. All right, let's see. I think this is a Halloween costume from years ago. Sexy beekeeper. What else? Wouldn't fit into this one anymore. And, oh God, I forgot my ex bought me this thing. Gross. What? No, it's not the one. I'd never wear this. Yes, my character totally would, though. Damn it. Fine. Ophelia, you total slut. I can't believe you're making us wear this. There. Now that I'm half naked, I'm sure it'll come out in the recording somehow. I am in character. All right. Let me try. Do you like what I'm wearing? No, you can look. I want you to. Revealing, I know. But that's why I chose it. Just for you. I wanted to give you a preview. A glimpse at every inch of smooth skin that will be yours to touch. Picture your hands exploring freely, claiming each curve and valley, framed in crimson and lace, just waiting to unwrap the gifts nestled beneath. That's all I can think of. How's that? Hey, what's with you? You're speechless for once. What? Oh God, you perv. Keep it in your pants. I was just practicing my character, and just happened to be looking in your direction. I don't know. I just said the first thing that came to mind. Why? Was it good? Yeah? Awesome. I guess it did feel a little more natural. But it still felt like Ophelia. Fine. Maybe you were right about the clothes. Big whoop.
Take off your pants. Leave your shirt on.
Why?
Because I think it'll make you look silly, like Winnie the Pooh. And that'll make me feel better about being half naked. You can leave your panties on, though. Whatever men call them. Point is, if you want to stay, you gotta join the half-naked club. You look ridiculous. Good. I feel better. Let's continue. I know you've been stressed out about the upcoming big game, Chad. Just think of me as your little stress ball. You can squeeze me wherever you'd like, if it'll help you blow off some steam. Go ahead, Chad. Use those big, strong hands on me. Oh, my breast! You naughty boy. You just... What? What this time? Well, it's hard to act surprised without actually being surprised. Have you ever tried to tickle yourself? I'm doing my best. All right, I'll try again. I know you've been stressed about the big game, Chad. So, you can just think of me as your little stress ball. You can squeeze me wherever you'd like, if it'll help you blow off some steam. Wait, what was that? The big handful of my tits you just helped yourself to? Oh, well, thanks for the helping hand. No. See, it's strictly a performance. So I don't do that. I actually try to avoid getting too aroused. It's not crazy. I have to focus on playing up a character who looks and sounds and is far more desirable than myself. So if I get distracted by, you know, doing the real thing, then it'd just be me, and nobody wants to hear that. No, they don't. They want a fantasy. They want their Jessica Rabbit and Harley Quinn. You really think so? So, let me get this straight. You think if I touch myself while I talk, it'll somehow make my performance sexier. Do you not understand what audio only means? Why should I listen to you? Wow. What an incredibly concise and deeply persuasive series of statements. Okay, I'll try it. One take. But you have to face that way. No peeking. No? You can't say no. Turn around. I am actually going to do it, I promise. You still won't turn around. What are you gonna do then? Stare at me the whole time? No way. Play for it? Who plays rock, paper, scissors at our age? Really? You wanna bet lunchboxes too? Fine, I'm already in your head anyway. You seem like a scissors guy. Or do you? Or don't you? Okay, on three. None of that after three communist shit. Fine, I'm ready. Or am I? Rock, paper, scissors. What? Why would you choose scissors? Even after I baited it out? You made a dumb play. That's why I lost. I assumed you were smarter than that. Two out of three, right? All right. But it's not going to be as sexy as you think. There's a reason I do audio. Don't say things like that. I mean, it's very sweet of you to say, but... Okay, I'm ready. God, these audios must be brainwashing me. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Chad, I can feel your athletic hands on my thighs. All strong from gripping and throwing all those footballs. That's right. Move your rough hands even higher up my thigh. You're in the 30, the 20, the 10. Oh, you could go all the way. Oh, yes. Touchdown. Chad, oh, right there, you big stud. Make your fingers do their touchdown dance in my end zone. What? What is that look? I was just getting into it. Well, he's lead quarterback, so he hears sports terms all day, so that's what would appeal to him. Of course I'm overthinking it. I overthink everything. Hey, that's my laptop. Give me that. What are you writing? That's what you want me to say? But that's so short. What do I say after that? Just touch myself? How much? And no extra dialogue? How do I advance the plot line, though? Fine, I'll trust you. But you're compromising the integrity of the story's theme. Shh, Chad. You don't have to say anything. Here, you can let your body decide what's right. I'll just... set your fingers right here, and you let them choose what they want to do. That's it.
That. What are you doing down there? Oh, don't put it there. It's so vulgar. They'll be able to hear everything.
Hear that? Oh, can you hear how wet you've made me? The sounds of these slick fingers sliding all the way in and out so easily. You're doing this to me. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are such a pervert. You just barely met me. You're already helping me get off so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it. Oh, You must love it. How is it? Tell me you love seeing the slick wet pussy get off.
Wait, what did you say? Why'd you stop? Was I not doing it right? Can you turn around and talk to me? Hey, what are you trying to hide away? What is that? Are you trying to steal my stuff? Give me that. Holy hell, it's alive. What did you... Oh my god, I grabbed your dick, didn't I? Oh jeez, I'm sorry. I was nervous. I didn't mean to jump to conclusions. I just saw you stuffing something away, and I thought it was like my panties or something. God, I'm so sorry. That must have hurt. I pretty much tried to jerk your dick off. Not in a good way, either. It's my fault. I shouldn't have made you take off your pants. Is he... it... okay? No, don't say that. I'm glad you got one. What I mean is... because it means you like the scene, right? It turned you on? I turned you on? See? Good. I got his thumbs up. So to speak. What did you say before you turned around? Oh god, I'm sorry. Those lines were just made up for the story. They weren't to you. I was just saying what came to mind, like you told me. I mean, I appreciate it if you do love my, pussy, but, don't be so vain. Those were just coincidences. You and Chad Thundercock just happened to have had a lot in common at the moment. Don't say that. I barely felt the size of it. A thundercock isn't even a thing. God, why did I let such a pervert into my room? Not me, you. Predator? I was defending myself. It looked aggressive, and the best defense is a good offense. Oh, I've been wanting to ask you something. I feel like I can now that I've touched your dick and all. Well, you've been listening to me for months. Most nights, right? Hearing my moans and screams and all the dirty talk. In all that time, did you ever once... you know. Don't play dumb with me on this one. You know what I mean. Did you ever indulge yourself? Have you ever had a real orgasm to the sound of my fake orgasms? Well, yeah. I mean, I assume that's why guys listen to my recordings. I always imagine them stroking themselves while my voice fills their head, urging them forward, each word building them thicker and bigger, their minds building a lusty goddess of a woman who teases and fulfills every desire they could possibly have, craving to have my body in some physical form, so they can pour their release all over and inside it, but only being able to bust a nut over the phantom tones of my melodic voice. It does sound like they're fucking a ghost. Nah, it makes me feel like one of those celebrities everyone wants, but nobody can actually attain. Except no one knows who I am. So I can be truly as shameless as I want to be. I've never actually met a real fan until now.
You have to be a fan. I mean, you've listened to every one of my sessions for the last 4 months. You've become my personal assistant for free. Right. I forgot I'm paying you in free shows. I think I'm overpaying you then, perv. So, you didn't answer my question. Have you ever stroked your hard cock just thinking about the mouth producing all those delightful sounds you get off to? Did you blow your load at thinking about my quivering pussy being fucked into climactic pleasure as I scream and moan with only inches of drywall and an old Linkin Park poster between us? I got you to blush. Well, you made me touch your dick, so it's your turn to be red in the face. No, you don't have to answer. I'm just teasing you. Here, have another drink. All right, my muse. Now what about this next scene? Chad Thundercock, overcome with lust, flips Ophelia onto her back across the hood of his father's speedboat. He hikes her dress high and splays her open. He kneels, bringing his drooling mouth to her waiting wet mound. Now, I can already see one issue with do-it-myself approach, huh? I'm not admitting I've tried, but I'm fairly confident my lips can't reach my pussy. Because if they could, I'd spend most nights curled up like Sonic the Hedgehog. Ha! No, you're lame. Let me make jokes. Okay, maybe I am drunk. But mostly I'm just in character. I, Ophelia, get a bit crude when I drink. I'm not as afraid to say what I want and take what I want. Oh, like in the next scene, Buzz, the muscle-bound meathead, tries to get her drunk and take advantage of her, only for her to turn tables on him and...
Was that your plan all along?
Get into my apartment, use that smooth tongue to coax me into drinking? You heard the porn star screams and thought I'd be easy prey, huh? Act like you wanted to help me when you really wanted to help yourself to me. Don't act so confused, Buzz. You can't deny it. I've seen your type of woman. Ashley, that's your girlfriend's name, right? Such a pretty little thing. Small, thin, delicate. You must tower a whole foot over her and weigh twice as much. She must look so tiny in your hands, and you must look so big in hers. I bet there are some nights when she tells you she's just too tired from cheer practice for you, or won't stop drawing on and on about a new bag from a Kardashian or a Jenner. On these nights, you just snap. You grab her, pin her down against the bed, and you show her what noise you really want to hear coming out of that pretty little mouth of hers. Yelps, screams, and helpless pleas. But eventually, all those giving way to deep moans of undeniable pleasure. You must love the initial tight resistance of an uncertain pussy clenching against you, trembling, feeling it slowly yield to you and allow you in, inch by inch, with each soothing stroke of your big, manly cock. I'm right, aren't I? But toys can get boring after you've played with them so many times.
their novelty wears off. I think what you really need is a girl that isn't prey. A strong girl who doesn't placate herself to your big muscles and intimidating looks. An equal. For once, you want to feel what it's like to just lie back and have a woman use you. Admit it, you want to be raped by a woman. You want to be overwhelmed. You don't want to think or act, just feel. Be reduced to nothing but a plaything. To a woman who has no problem mounting her glistening pussy on your face. Oh, and treating your mouth and tongue as nothing more than a saddle for her riding. Didn't expect this? Well, I just couldn't wait any longer. I knew I wanted that slick tongue of yours ever since you tried to use it against me. Be a good boy and hold it out so I can use it to get off. Oh, that's good. Oh, you are mine to do with how I please. Fuck. Oh, your tongue is so thick. Oh, it feels so big running along my lips. I love the way it ripples my pussy lips as I slide over it. Oh, it gives me shivers up my spine. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh. And the feel of your hot breaths and rough stubble down there. Oh, God. These romance novels are totally right. Oh, I did not expect it to actually be that sexy. Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh, how do I taste? Delicious? Bitter? You don't even care, do you? You're just so hungry for my wet hole, no matter what it tastes like. Oh, so if I stop? Tisk, tisk. No licking, naughty boy. Just stick it out and hold it there. Nod if you want this pussy to keep using your face as my personal sex toy. Good. That's right. You just have to try and hold still while I press my clit against your tongue. Oh. And massage it in little circles. Oh, fuck yes. Even if it makes my hips buck against you. Oh, even when I push it deeper in my folds and I rock my hips and push your head against my little bead. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God, you are putting such a tingle through my pussy. Oh, I love to bring a man like you to his knees. Literally. It makes me so wet. Oh, I will allow you to lick up all the juices you are making me leak. Yes. Oh, be good and lick every inch. Oh, lick, get every nook and cranny. Oh, make me your little English muffin. Oh, God. Oh, tell me how good my pussy tastes. Oh, God, you actually said it. Oh, I was just teasing. Oh, please, baby, don't talk with your mouth full. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm just turning myself on too much. Oh, we're not even halfway through the scene. Oh, fuck it. Oh, just make me come. Oh, fuck me with your tongue. Shove it in deep. Oh, it gets so thick the deeper you push it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so hot bouncing on it. Oh, I want to ride it like a cock. Oh, oh, slamming all my pussy against your face. Oh, 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 covering you in my naughty juices. Oh, it's the best. Oh, God, make me come. Oh, yeah, tongue fuck me until I come. Oh, that word is hot. Oh, tongue fuck me. Oh, tongue fuck. Tongue fuck my wet, tight hole. Oh, oh, God. My pussy's clamping around it on its own. Loves it, too. Oh, it wants it deep as it can. Oh, for as long as it can. Oh, oh. Oh, do it, naughty boy. Oh, make my pussy come. Make it come. Oh, whoa. Ow. What was that? Jiu-jitsu? Come on. Oh, I was almost there. You're supposed to just keep... Hey, wait. Let go of my hands. Let me up. This isn't in the script. Yes, of course I want to finish. I was so close. Let me up so I can just... What? My name? Ophelia. Ah! Wrong? But that's my name. I don't know what... Oh. Oh no. I can't say my real name. We're still recording. I'm supposed to be anonymous. Oh, God, was that your tongue? Oh, please do it again. Oh, God. Oh, that got me so close. Just once more. Please. Ah! No, they don't want to hear me. They want to hear Ophelia. At least, let me pause the recording. Oh, God. Oh, those big licks are driving me wild. Oh, you're driving me so crazy. Oh, please. Please, I need it. Oh. 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 My name is Reader 7, and I want you to fuck me until I come hard on your cock, not Chad or Buzz or Ophelia, just you and me. I said, I, Raider 7, want you to fuck me with that real big dick and push my pussy over the edge. Oh, don't tease me. I'm already so close. Please, what else do you want? Okay, yes, I admit it. I was talking about you all along. Oh, every word I made up. It wasn't about the story. It was about what I wanted to say to you. And what I wanted you to do to me. I loved your eyes all over me when you made me wear this outfit. Oh, I wanted you to look at me like your little slut. Oh, I get so wet with your face so close, watching me finger my bare pussy. I wanted so badly for my body to turn you on and to make your dick hard. Oh, I could only say it as Ophelia, but now I can tell you how much I want your dick to fill my pussy and stretch it out. Oh, I want to feel your warm skin against mine and your hips when they slam into me. I want... Oh, fuck. Oh, you did. Oh, it's so tight. Oh, fuck. It's so good. Oh, I can't help but squeeze it. Oh, it's filling me up. Oh, so much. Oh, I wanted it so bad. Oh, God. I can't believe I just met you tonight. Oh, and you're already deep inside me. Oh, and you're so hard. And the way your balls slap my pussy. Oh, they must be so pent up. Oh, I bet you have months worth of cum stored up for me. Oh, you've been listening every night. Oh, enduring all of my moans and screams and naughty words. Oh, building up every ounce of cum as you could. Oh, just dreaming of the day you could slip over here and bury your cock deep in my pussy. All the way to my womb. Oh, fuck. And fill it with every drop that you owe me. Oh, until I'm overflowing with your appreciation. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it feels so good to fuck my biggest fan. Oh, just thinking of your thick cock getting rock hard for me every night. Oh, just on the other side of this wall. Oh, stroking yourself just feet away. So delicious. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come soon. Oh, show me how much you love listening to me. Oh, show me what I did to you. Oh, fill my pussy with cum just like you imagine every night. Oh, do it. Oh, push deep and hold me down. Oh, pump me full of your grateful seed. Oh, God. Do it. Do it. Oh, do it. Do it. Do it. Fuck, that's it. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. That wasn't in the script. Could you tell if I was faking it that time? Yeah, the leg shaking is a dead giveaway. Look, still going. So, another take ruined. Was it worth it? I agree. Maybe I'll just rewrite the script to make it fit then. Oh, and what would this new story be about then? It sounds awfully familiar. You want to play my co-star? Bet it would have a lot of method acting too, huh? Can't wait to record it. Oh shit, I never paused the recording.
Till next session.